If the walls of Drake's lunatic hotel could talk, they'd have a lot to say.
We had motorbikes through the bar. We did the ride through the bar twice, 800 bikes. We had Brad Fittler here this year with the crew doing the Hogs for Homeless. They did a little ride through and we donated money to them. Yeah, we had a horse in the bar. We, on our big fun days, we have jelly wrestling and silly things like that and all that sort of stuff.
I suppose entertainment, we've had puppet penis puppetry and we've had strippers, we've had topless, we've had it all, yeah.
That was Desley and Bob Kane, who bought the pub in 2002 but have done a lot more than pour beer since then.
We're really big with the helicopter, Westpac helicopter. In 8 years, we raised over $120,000 for the Westpac helicopter and we were their number one third-party supporter, which meant that we didn't need outside help. We did it all ourselves. We donate locally to the Rural 5 service, the SES.
Why do you do all that? Because you don't have to do that as a business owner.
Because we like to help people.
Tell me where the name the Lunatic Hotel comes from.
There was a Lunatic Hotel about 10 kilometres from here, which was in the town was named Lunatic, and there was a Lunatic Gold Mine, and also there was a Lunatic Racehorse. That's where it came from.
Your wife was just telling me about some of the things you've done for charity. Can you elaborate and tell me a bit more?
The smaller amounts, which would probably $5,000 to $10,000, would be, I would think, 3 or 4 funerals that we raised money for. We raised money for a wheelchair for a lady.
Why do you do that? How does that come about? Do people ask you for help or do you just hear about it in the community?
It's more Desley. When she worked for the Cedars Nursing Home, she raised money for all the time there for the bus that they got now, and she also raised a lot of money for a young fella that had a brain tumour, which was about $9,000, but that was a long time ago, and she raised that in one night. So, yeah, it's her.
Despite their history of community service and love of the job, Mr. and Mrs. Kane plan to close the Lunatic next month after a series of complaints about the business from a few locals.
We will close the doors as far as alcohol and poker machines. We don't know actually what we're going to do with the dining room, whether the backpackers will take it over or... We don't really know about that side yet.
Why are you doing this? Because it seems like you're such an important part of the village.
Well, a number of reasons. We get, I don't know, picked on a fair bit, I suppose.
You know, they'll ring up and complain about this. They'll complain about noise. It's just any little thing. It's only a set few that are doing it, but it costs us money all the time to defend ourselves all the time. And just over it.
So you haven't been officially asked to close down anything. You've
no.
Just made the decision.
We made... Anzac Day, we had a simple block toilet. Someone deliberately put a roll of toilet paper down it. We fixed it. We had toilets for people to use. But a week later, they'd rang the council and said we had faeces coming out the door, had allowed children to walk in it, our waste pond had broke the bank, was going in the creek, and none of that happened. And we just thought, that's it. We're over it. We don't need this crap anymore in our life.
What would you like to see happen to the pub?
I'd like to see someone buy it, actually, and carry on.
News of the closure has upset many pub goers, including one famous regular who flew into Drake via helicopter yesterday to show his support for the institution.
Barnaby Joyce, Member for New England, Minister for Agriculture. I hear that there's a blue on, and I'm not going to be Mother Teresa. I don't know whether... That's really my business. What my business is listening to the people in a communal spot, telling me the issues that are important to them.
Have you been here before?
All the time.
What do you think of the place?
Well, I take a run down from Tenerfield down to Casino, and in that run I'll always stop here either on the way down or the way back. I'll have a cup of coffee or I bought some blueberries here. And I also go to the local shop. When you go to primary school in Woolbrook and grow up in Danglemar, you're always very mindful of towns that are on outside the mainstream and you just try to make sure you get there.
What do you know about how important this place is to Drake?
Well, any local pub in a local town is the focal centre. It's the community centre. It gives people a social outing, gives people the capacity to find out what else is going on. You know, everything makes a town. A town is made by the local pub, it's made by the local church, it's made by the local corner store. And these are vital pieces of social infrastructure because apart from the obvious service that they all provide, they also provide the community service and give people a capacity to socially mix. In remote areas, if you didn't have a local pub, well, you'd end up just, you know, sitting in your house and talking to nobody. And in some areas, that's precisely what happens. I remember growing up as a kid myself, the only really time we ever went to town was to go to church.
Now, you say you don't know what the solution is. Do you have an opinion on what you would like to see happen?
Peace in our time. That's what I always like. Peace in our time.
Mr. Joyce was joined by about 50 locals who don't want to see the hotel close.
Gary Smith.
How important do you think the pub is to the community?
It's very important. It's a communal hub of people, you know. It's for a lot of people coming through. A lot of visitors come to stay at the pub to visit the people in Drake. It's just a hub, and it's a great fundraising place. You know, everybody has their ups and downs, but that's what a pub's done, and you know, and they've done it, spent a lot of money here. They employ people here. That's about the biggest employer bar the mines. The mines, I don't think, employs people around the local people, you know. They're local kids, especially local kids, to work in the kitchen, get a bit of knowledge, you know. That's about it.
But the encouragement wasn't enough to change Mr. and Mrs. Kane's mind. They say they'll be sad to close the doors, but believe they've done Drake proud.
The first day I took over the hotel, there was one of my drinkers asked me what was I going to do, just rip them off and leave and, you know, don't care. And I said, no, I'm going to turn this into the best country hotel in Australia, and I'm going to stand in the car park and look at it and say I did. That's...
Do you feel like you have?
I reckon I have, yeah, I honestly do. There's a lot here that's just Desley and I, that's us.